Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Namaskar. Our Prime Minister Narendra Modi had once, in one of his political speeches, had told the nation that he will deposit 15 lakhs in our bank. Where are those 15 lakhs, Akhilesh? Have you got them?
I'm hoping I will get it. I'm still very hopeful.
I have cleaned my bank and kept it clean so that the money can come and get deposited there.
So why do you think he made such a promise?
I have no idea.
You are the political commentator.
There is no political analysis to this. He made the promise. He himself said it's a jumla. So I think Amit Shah said it was a jumla. So I guess it was a jumla. But on a serious note, what happened? What happened to the black money?
Let's first see why did he make such a promise. It was meant to be a political promise. It was not meant to be delivered. But the background to it is certainly interesting. When the BJP was in the opposition, they used to claim that India has more than $1 trillion, which is $1,000 billion, of black money stashed away abroad. And that's 70 lakh crores of rupees. They said that is the kind of money stashed abroad. So it made such good populist, heroic statement to say, I will bring it back. So I think in the heat of the election moments, he made such a statement. But he was probably ignorant, or he didn't know what it takes to get such money back into India. So it never materialized.
From a political perspective, Akhilesh, this was a very well-crafted strategy. Okay, Baba Ramdev was the first one to go and talk about black money, which is very ironic, a yoga guru going and talking about black money. You know, he did all sorts of dharna and all of that for black money. Of course, now he's absolutely quiet about black money, which is very ironic. But
because he's making lots of money himself. So he doesn't need to talk about black money.
But the fact still remains, Akhilesh, at some point in time, more than anything else, this was an election strategy, no doubt about it. But the question still remains that what does it take to get the black money back?
See, Sujit, you know, making a statement and delivering such a promise is a huge difference and a big challenge. Because look at the entire global structure of black money stashed in tax havens. After the British Empire collapsed, they have consciously set up tax havens in various parts of the world to cater to black money. In what sense? You loot your country, but give us the money for safekeeping. So Hong Kong catered to the Far East. British Virgin Islands, Channel Islands, Liechtenstein catered to Africa, India. Switzerland became very popular for India. So tax havens were very smartly crafted by the Western powers with the very open license to the rulers of the poor countries to keep them poor, that you loot your country, send your money to us and we'll keep it safely. After the money arrived, it has already been there. It doesn't come back so easily. So Mr. Modi, of course, he wanted to keep his promise. I would give him all the marks to the fact that he put in all the efforts he could have put in. And what were the efforts? At forums like G20, he raised this issue of black money to say, you guys are not cooperating with us. We need your cooperation. On that basis, a country like Switzerland agreed to start giving us information about Indians having accounts there. Of course, I'll mention later how limited that was, but Switzerland did agree. They broke down their famous iron secrecy in banking.
Akhilesh, I want to interrupt there. See, Switzerland gave certain names. Okay, there was a huge UN cry when Arun Jaitley said, my first set of names have come, my second set of names have come, my fourth set of fifth set. Not one single politician there. Not one single big businessman there. There were some random names from some Goa trader and some doctor and some random names who were never heard of.
Let me correct you there, Sujit. Switzerland on its own never gave a name.
Hey, whatever it is. No. I'm saying when the names came.
No, we need to understand this. The first names came from HSBC because one of their rogue employees stole data and gave it to the French government. French government, out of that, took out the names of Indians and gave it to the Indian government. This was in the UPA times. And they started conducting selective raids. So to answer your question, the big ones were never caught. The action was taken against the smaller entities who had got accounts in HSBC Switzerland. The second time we got data was when the Panama Papers were leaked. So whenever the data came, has not been because of one country sharing data with another voluntarily. It was because either accounts were leaked or they were hacked, or there were other international agencies like WikiLeaks releasing data. That's how they would come in the government's hand.
But then there was some kind of data that Arun Jaitley got.
No, he never did get data. It was received by the Indian government, perhaps when he is the finance minister, and maybe he took credit for it.
No, fair enough. What happened after that?
I told you.
I was just asking you
selective
about
action.
The efforts. What were the actual efforts taken by?
So I was telling you, he first started this, entire action on various international forums. Give us data. India then signed what are called information exchange agreements with over 100 countries. They started pressurizing. Then he came up with these disclosure schemes, giving an incentive, disclose your money abroad now, otherwise you're going to be heavily penalized, heavily prosecuted, which he even did. The government did that on a number of occasions. But all this did not yield anything. And the reason is, all these measures were meant to happen henceforth. But the black money was stashed much before henceforth. This was past black money, past data. We never got a handle on it. So all these efforts of Mr. Modi yielded 7,500 crores by way of taxes recovered. Money didn't come from abroad into India. People were found or they owned up that they had wealth abroad and they paid taxes. 7,500 crores, 60 rupees per person against 15 lakhs per person.
From a political perspective, Akhilesh, if I say that not all was shown and not all was seen, which means a lot of people were protected. A lot of people who possibly had stashed up a lot of monies, at least that is what the BJP had told me, because I was very looking forward to see Robert Vadra behind bars. I was really looking forward. I was looking forward to see Sonia Gandhi behind bars. I was looking forward to see Mukesh Ambani behind bars. I was looking forward to see a lot of people behind bars, according to what they said. So black money can't be, with a trader from Kalba Devi. If I say that, am I saying, you think you will agree to me?
Sujit, it is very clear that data came and it was selectively used. So, it did get selectively used. So, probably some people were meant to be, not taken to task, and they were not taken to task.
But a very pointed question, Akhilesh. Do you think black money will ever come back?
No. And I have reasons for
a very pointed answer. That was a very pointed answer.
I have reasons for it, Sujit. Like I told you in the beginning, countries have been set up specifically to attract this money. Switzerland has become prosperous because money flows into Switzerland from all quarters of the world, and that money very often is not even returned. So countries, companies, individuals have become wealthy, letting us be poor and they become rich. Why are they going to suddenly cooperate? They are not going to lose their prosperity. In fact, I was talking to a Swiss banker once in Geneva, a Swiss attorney also, and he said, sir, if all this money flows out, Switzerland will not remain Switzerland. So, the cooperation is going to happen for matters henceforth, not for the past. Plus, whatever happened in the past is so deeply buried, either in shell companies, either in Benami companies, either in the names of attorneys abroad, either in the names of citizens abroad who are beyond the reach of the Indian law. They are so well concealed. And unless some hacking takes place, they are not going to surface. So that wealth is only digested into the Western world. It doesn't belong to India anymore. From that perspective, why will it come back? Plus, henceforward, if the Indian government writes to Switzerland, please give us information about so-and-so. The Swiss government demands precise information. Give us the account number. Give us his personal details. Give us some, idea about the transactions. And prove that the amount that you are claiming, which is in Switzerland, is illegal money, is illegitimate money. If you don't, we will not share information. How easy? I mean, it's not so easy doing that. So British Virgin Islands returns requests. Even a country like Cyprus used to return requests till we banned them. Now Cyprus seems to be cooperating. So why will countries cooperate? Plus, it's a game of evidence. Where is the evidence? It's all lost. So BJP was probably right when they claimed in the opposition that India has about $1,000 billion stashed abroad. Now they say something else. Now they say it is about $10-20 billion. But then they said that much.
Correct.
But it is hidden. You can't excavate it so easily.
So shall we conclude that it was basically Mr. Modi's ignorance about international trade and transaction that made him make that statement?
No. I still have to give you a way out of this in case the government has got the power to do that. The US also faced a similar problem. So they came up with a law which everybody had to comply with. Every country. You have to do a KYC on all the account holders, asset holders of USA in your country and give us information online. So if you are an Indian citizen with accounts in US, US shares the data, and if I'm a US citizen with accounts in India or assets in India or mutual funds in India, the data is shared online all the time. That's called a FATCA compliance. If that kind of a law India could do with Switzerland, let's say whichever bank account you've got in Switzerland which belongs to an Indian resident or an Indian national, give us information. Irrespective of we giving you information, then you will get information.
But why would Switzerland give you that information?
They will not give it to you. Just the other day we were reading in The Economist, London is a big center even now for absorbing illicit money from Russia, Nigeria, Pakistan in a big way. Not many of us know that London city itself has got a small center in the heart of London called City of London. It's a tax haven. Money flows there from all quarters of the world and it is digested and done. So these conduits still remain. So unless you don't have a online real-time sharing of data, this move will not succeed and 15 lakhs per person will not come back.
So to conclude, like Akhilesh says, sorry guys, 15 lakh to aane se raha.
60 to aaya hai na.
60 rupees aaya.
But I didn't get in my bank account.
Neither did I. But yeah, like Akhilesh also said, I think the effort, at least there was an effort made and at least there was a will. There was a political will. There was a political will to get the money.
But then it is subject to what you said. Action was not taken against everybody.
And it was selective action. Yeah, yeah. So absolutely, Akhilesh. So three things that we conclude. One is 15 lakh nahi aayega. Dusra. I'll end with a good note. So it's the first thing is 15 lakh nahi aayega. Second thing is that at least the efforts were made. Third thing actually is that the efforts were selective. And it was not for everybody. It was for only selective people. So with that we conclude. See you another time with Beyond Headlines. Namaskar.
If you like this video, please share it and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.